Okay, big Ashkaf to Avi Pernikoff and his Robinson for sponsoring the breakfast this morning. Le'ilu Nishmas, what was his name?
Moshe
Avigdor Ben Yaakov Yisrael Shimshon and Aliyah. And with that, Shefa Bracha Vatzlach, I believe, dying to them, to Mishpacha, Ol Kilo, Ol Kal Yisrael. So it's been a number of weeks. It was, you know, summer and not being here, Tisha B'Av in the middle, and so on. So it's been a while since we were doing Sefer Shoftim, but we'll sort of ease our way into it. What we were up to, Baruch Hashem, Hashgacha, we didn't really start another story, so we didn't, you know, get stuck in the middle. But we were up to the story in Sefer Shoftim of Devarah Hanaviah, a unique situation where the leader of the Jewish people was a woman, Devarah Hanaviah. So the only share we had introducing that topic was in a halacha and in pimius of the limitations or the heterim for a woman to be a shefetes, for a woman to be in a Torah position, a leadership position, as we spoke about then. So the truth is, last night I was thinking about how to go about getting into the story of Devarah. So I figured it might be a good idea to have like another introductory shiur just about the sugya of women vis-a-vis Torah. And then Bez Hashem, next week we'll figure out a way to get into the story itself. So the topic of, basically, that's what we're going to be discussing this morning a little bit, at least an aspect of the sugya of Nashim in terms of Talmud Torah. We're going to see, we're going to focus, it's a large sugya, like everything in Yiddishkeit, but there's one nakuda of it that sort of opens up a certain idea, really, about Talmud Torah for all of us, as you'll see. So we'll begin like this. If you take a look at Edmar Malkum number 1, so this is a Shulchan Aruch. This is a Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim, Simen Mem Zayin, right? So I guess before we even get to this, a little bit of the background. Thank you very much. So the background is, there's a Mitzvah Talmud Torah. There's a Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Humad Tamaisam, Shanat Levenecha, whatever. There's different psukim, but there's a Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Everyone's chayv in Talmud Torah. The Gemara says in Kedushin that Noshim are Peturais, that women are Pater from the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It says, Lamad Tamaisam, Esbenechem, different ways how to darshan it, but basically all the psukim that are discussing the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah are always for men. It always talks about men, not women. So women are pater from Talmud Torah. Okay. So that's, we have many things women are pater in. Women are pater from Mitzvah Shazman Groma. They're pater from Lulav and Esrog. They're pater from Shoifer. There's many mitzvahs that women are pater in. So Talmud Torah is not Mitzvah Shazman Groma. That's why you need a special source that women are pater. But women are pater in Talmud Torah, and presumably, just like they're pater in any other mitzvah that they're pater in. Okay? Now, there is this other element. This other element we're not going to get to so much today. We'll see, maybe some other time. There's another element, which is not only they're pater, there also seems to be, at least according to some opinions in Chazal, a svara or an idea to remove them from Talmud Torah, not just that they're pater, right? Because we know, for example, there's a machlokes hatanoim, whether a person that's pater from certain mitzvahs, are they allowed to voluntarily do them, right? So again, for example, a woman's pater from Luv and Esrog, is she allowed to shake Luv and Esrog? You know, maybe it's Baal Taisif. Right, you're not allowed to add mitzvahs. Maybe she's not allowed to. So that's the machlokes hatanoim. We paskin that you're allowed to do mitzvahs. If you're pater from a mitzvah, you're allowed to do it. So women are allowed to do mitzvahs that they're pater in. That's what everyone paskins like that.
Do they get schar for it?
Yes, ke'ena mitzvah v'ois. That's what we're going to see. Ke'ena mitzvah v'ois. So there's schar mitzvah. That's a statement of Rav Chanina. The Gemara quotes Rav Chanina in Baba Kama, in Kedushin, and Avodah Zarah. There's many places where this statement of Rav Chanina is quoted, and it's Rav Chanina's famous statement, Gadol ha-mitzvah v'aisa, v'mish ein ha-mitzvah v'aisa, that if you're commanded, you do a mitzvah, you get more schar than ein ha-mitzvah v'aisa. You get schar if you're ein ha-mitzvah v'aisa, but it's Gadol mitzvah v'aisa, more than ein ha-mitzvah v'aisa. Why? So that's also different shatim in the Rishayim. Taisvis, in all those places, always quotes the classic, probably the most famous explanation that the Rishayim give, is that when you're mitzvah v'aisa, ready, once I tell you to do something, you're ready, like, there's a natural inclination of saying no, right? So there's a, you know, so because I'm told to do it, so now there's a part of me that doesn't want to, there's stress involved with making sure I'm doing it correct, right? If you're in mitzvah v'aisa, and he's doing a mitzvah, so then you don't have to have a chazanish asterisk. Whatever now, yeah. And the whole thing is voluntary. So but now that you have to do it, so now already there's stress and there's nervousness. Is my esther kosher? Is it not? So God mitzvah, maybe she'enim mitzvah. That's Rav Chanina's statement. But al kopana, women, the we paskin, women are certainly allowed to do mitzvahs, and for keret they get reward for doing mitzvahs that they're potter in. There is on that there is a machlokes rishonim whether they can make a bracha though, right? So she wants to shake Levin Esther. Could she say Asher Kitchan b'mitzvois of itzivanu al natias lulav? So that's a big machlokes. It sort of splinters between Ashkenazim and Sfaradim. Chachmei Sfarad b'derech klal, the Rishonim of Chachmei Sfarad held they're not able to make a bracha. You can't say b'tzivanu. Whereas Chachmei Ashkenaz u'b'roishim Rabbeinu Tam. It's a famous Rabbeinu Tam quoted in Taisus many places that they can say b'tzivanu. What's pshat? Why can they say b'tzivanu? That's not for now. But that's how basically it splits even in Shulchan Aruch, right? So in Shulchan Aruch paskins that the Shulchan Aruch says women, if they're doing a mitzvah that they're not mechuyev to do, let's say mitzvah she'as man grama, they should not make a bracha. And the Ramah says they should make a bracha. I guess that's the background needed. Okay, so let's take a look the first Shulchan Aruch. So it is in again Shulchan Aruch in Siman Mem Zayin. Sif Yud Aleph Zayin is the siman about Birchas HaTorah, right? So says the Shulchan Aruch, Noshim Mevarches Birchas HaTorah. Women, if they're not obligated to learn. That's what we already said. It's not mitzvah shasan grama, but as other peturim, women are potter from Talmud Torah. But if they want to make a bracha Birchas HaTorah, they can make Birchas HaTorah.
Would the Sfaradim say?
So this is the Shulchan Aruch. This is the Mechaber, right? So that's a discussion by itself. So even though the Mechaber, there's Torah on that. That even though the Mechaber usually says women don't make a bracha, over here he says they do. So why? What's pshat? So if you take a look at the Magen Avraham again, the basic question is in the Mechaber himself, right? Because the Mechaber holds women if they voluntarily decide to do a mitzvah, they don't make a bracha. And over here, a woman is voluntarily deciding to learn, and the Shulchan Aruch says she could make a bracha. If this was the Ramah talking, it's fine, because he also says they could say al natilas lulav. But the Shulchan Aruch says they can't say Alon Tiyas Luluv. Why could they say Birchas HaTorah? So the Magen Avraham. So in Maromach number 2, the Magen Avraham deals with it. And the Magen Avraham says, Dachayav is Lilmaid. No. It's true they're putter from Talmud Torah, but there are certain topics in Torah that they're obligated to learn. What are examples of topics that they're obligated to learn? Dinim Shalahem. Halachas that are negated to them. So she has to keep Shabbos. So she has to know Hilchas Shabbos in order to keep Shabbos. Okay, so he says she has to learn Hilchas Shabbos. When we say they're potter from Talmud Torah, that's talking about Hilchas Paraduma, things that are not negated to them. So we have to learn them because it's Talmud Torah. But women don't have to learn those things. But if it's a sugi, if it's a topic in halacha that's negated, it's relevant for them keeping mitzvahs, then they have to do it. So as far as those topics in Torah, they could say Birchas HaTorah. That's the Magen Avraham. Okay. In Reish Mem Vav, which is the siman in Shulchan Aruch about Hilchas Talmud Torah, so over there it says that women are potter from learning, but they shall learn Torah that's relevant to allow them to keep mitzvahs properly. Right? If a person doesn't know any Hilchas Shabbos, you're not going to be able to keep Shabbos properly. Right? So you have to learn those halachas too. So it says the Magen Avraham, that's what allows them to say Birchas HaTorah. Comes Maromach number 3, the Bir HaGra. And the Gra says the Magen Avraham Svara is not going to work. Says the Gra, Ayin Magen Avraham, look at the Magen Avraham again. He's dealing with the same issue. Why would a woman be allowed to say Birchas HaTorah if she's not obligated in learning? So Ayin Magen Avraham, look at the Magen Avraham's explanation. B'shem HaAgur, the Magen Avraham wasn't saying it on his own. He's quoting from an earlier Rishon from the Sefer Agur. V'divreim dechuyim mekam eponim. And says the Gra, this logic that he's saying that the reason why they're making a bracha is because there are certain topics in Torah that they're obligated to learn. Those topics that are relevant to them, and that would allow Birchas HaTorah. Says the Gra that's rejected. That doesn't make sense. Why? Ukrot zavach, because the pasuk screams l'manda ma'isim es b'neichem v'loy b'neseichem. In other words, what the Gaon is saying is the reason why they have to learn topics that are relevant to them is not because of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's because there's a mitzvah of keeping Shabbos. And in order to keep Shabbos, you have to know what Shabbos means. That's not because of Talmud Torah. So over here we're talking about making a bracha on what? On the bracha of Talmud Torah. So says the Magen Avraham, you know why they can make a bracha on Talmud Torah? Because they're obligated to learn Hilchas Shabbos. And that's how they can make a bracha. Yeah, but they're learning Hilchas Shabbos not because of the mitzvah Talmud Torah, says the Gra. As far as the mitzvah Talmud Torah is concerned, this pasuk screams, "Ma'adam ma'isem es b'neichem v'loy b'neseichem." It's only for men, not women. They have to learn their own halachas. Of course, they have to learn their own halachas. Why? Not because of Talmud Torah, but because of Shabbos and Kashrus to be mekayim mitzvahs. So to say that that's a reason to be matir the bracha, the Goyin says it doesn't make sense. Eloh ikar. Rather, the real reason why a woman is allowed to make Birchas HaTorah, says the Vilna Gaon, is al pi masha kasva Tosfos v'shar mefarshim, is because of the ruling of Tosfos and other Rishonim, the nashim levarches al kol mitzvah aseh shazman grama, because women and taka are allowed to make a bracha on all mitzvah aseh shazman grama, despite the fact of their potter, k'may shekasavtu l'el simen yud zayin sif beis, which is what the Gaon passes like as well, which is the psak of the Ramah.
No, the
Gaon is disagreeing with the Shulchan Aruch. He's saying the Shulchan Aruch is making the Gaon, you know, he's confident. The Gaon is saying Anachanami. I agree with the Psak. In other words, he's saying I agree with the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, but the Shulchan Aruch shouldn't be the one saying it. The Psak of the Shulchan Aruch to say Birchas HaTorah makes sense, says the Vilna Gaon, because of the sheet of Tosfos and the sheet of the Ramah, which is that b'chol all mitzvahs shazay. Anytime a woman is potter from a mitzvah, she wants to voluntarily do it. Everyone agrees that she can do it. And the Baal Yat Tosfos say she gives and make a bracha. That's why she could say Birchas HaTorah as well.
Isn't okay. The bracha still on Yemen Torah?
Yeah. She's doing the mitzvah of learning.
Learning the halacha is not Torah.
Not
even
the
halacha. Differentiating before,
yeah.
You have to learn the mitzvah.
That, no, so the Vilna Gaon was saying is that she has to learn those topics because of...
To learn the mitzvah.
No. The Vilna Gaon is saying right now, his explanation is that even if she was learning the halachas of Egla Rufa, it's not negated to her. She still is able to make a bracha Birchas HaTorah. Why? She's learning Hilchas Egla Rufa not because of a mitzvah, because of the mitzvah Talmud Torah. And so she's allowed to do it. Why can she make a bracha? Because women can make brachas on mitzvah. Any mitzvah she's patterin that she does voluntarily, she can make a bracha.
So she can learn.
And he's not trying to. It's the Vilna Gaon saying.
That means she can learn Torah.
Of course, no. She, of course, she can learn Torah. Yeah, you're asking about we should. Yes. That's a separate discussion. We're not going to go into that. The Gedarm of that. The Vilna Gaon later on in this piece talks about that, but I'm not. That's not the focus of right now.
Are they mechuyev in seeing
Torah
according to the Gedarm?
No.
Yes.
The Shulchan Aruch just says mevarches. It doesn't, depends on how you explain it. Again, I started off, it's making it sound like this whole shiur is going to be trying to figure out the Shulchan Aruch. I'm not. My point is right now just to highlight the Vilna Gaon, which is that the Vilna Gaon says that the reason why women can make a bracha on Birchas HaTorah is the classic reason, as all Chachmei Ashkenaz say, women can make Birchas HaMitzvahs, which is because even though it's a mitzvah that they're patrin, like all mitzvahs is Heshvazman Grama, but if a woman voluntarily does it, she could voluntarily do it, and even more so, she can make a bracha. Okay, so fine. The Shulchan Aruch is a steer because that's the Shulchan Aruch's problem. The Vilna Gaon doesn't care about that. Okay. What's my issue? My issue is the Vilna Gaon himself. Take a look at Marmok number 4. So this is a Shulchan Aruch in Simon Reish. What we just did now was a Shulchan Aruch with a Gra in Hilchas Birchas HaTorah in Archaim, in Mem Zayin. Now take a look at the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeia, Resh Mem Vav Siv Vav. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch says like this. It's basically quoting a Rambam. This is basically paraphrasing a Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah. But the Shulchan Aruch says it as follows: Isha Shalom de Torah, a woman that learns Torah, Yesh L'Schar, she has Schar. Aval like Schar Ish, not the same level of Schar as a man, but Neishe Edim Mitzvah Oisa, because she's not commanded to. And this is where the Shulchan Aruch then says, V'Aval Pi Shli Yesh L'Schar. Even though she has schar, tzivu chachamim shlo yilamid adam es bitay Torah. Still, Chazal said that you shouldn't teach your daughter Torah. And they should roiv hanoshim ein daitem mechuvanis l'slamid, because most women nashim daitem kalis, and they're not going to take the Torah seriously enough. Umaytzayis divrei Torah divrei havoi, and they'll equate words of Torah with interesting ideas. They're not going to like be machshav it properly enough. L'fiyani es daitam. Omer chachamim kum lamed es bitay Torah ki l'lamed tiflas. Okay, fine. Again, like I said, this topic and the Gedarim, Tarash B'Chsav, Tarash Bal Peh, the Shtan HaTeva, whatever, you know, we're not going into that right now. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. So again, the Shulchan Aruch introduced with what? That when a woman learns Torah, she has schar. Not like a man. She's not commanded, but she has schar. And then he went into this topic of maybe you should avoid Torah, you know, Lama Tiflis and so on. Okay, so I have one shaila I have is why is this, why is the Shulchan Aruch telling me about schar and Olam Habas and Afkamin? The Shulchan Aruch is Shulchan Aruch. What do I need to know whether you get schar or not? Let's just push. What's the halacha of this? So, okay. The truth is, it goes back to a Rambam. It's a Rambam Ochel. So the Rambam is also sure. Rambam's halacha sefer. What's the halacha? Why is Rambam telling us that you get schar, you don't get a lot of schar, not a lot of schars? It's an interesting thing to know, but it's not it's halacha.
Isn't that okay. Proof that it's a mitzvah?
We know it's a mitzvah. The Hilchos Talmud Torah starts with it's a mitzvah.
But
we have
a woman, teaching a woman,
so,
and she gets a schar, that means you're not just teaching her nothing. You're teaching her.
Why would I think? Why would I think? Oh, it's a mitzvah, and she it's a mitzvah. She gets schar.
She's not in the kabbalah schar. Then it's
no. If I told you they didn't get schar, then I hear that's a chiddush. But to say that she does get schar with the. Before you entered this year, did you assume that women get schar because when she learns a little bit? Yes, what's the finish?
Not if you're
schar. Fuck yeah, I mean, they're just brachas. But let me make it more of a kasha. Take a look at Maromach number 5. So the Vilna Gaon Kedarkai breaks down the Shulchan Aruch to show the makar of where the Shulchan Aruch is coming from. So the first line of the Shulchan Aruch, Isha Shalom de Torah Yesh L'Schar. A woman that learns Torah gets schar. Says the Vilna Gaon, Maromach number 5, what's the makar of this? Because a woman's no less than a guy. Kedisa Baba Kama Lamaches, as the Gemara says in Baba Kama Lamaches Medalev. What's the guy talking about? Take a look at Maromach number 6. Gemara Baba Kama Lamaches Medalev. Fatanya. The Gemara quotes a brisa. Reb Meir Omer. Minayin Shafilu Nachri Vaisik Vatira. How do I know that even a guy that learns Torah, Shuka Koyin Gadol? Does Mamish Gvaldi Gazach? Tamalomer Ashiyasa Isam Ha'odam Vachai Bahem. Kahan will be Mishraelim, they never didn't say Kahan will be Mishraelim. Ella Adam, Halmada, Shafil, Nachriv, Isaac, Betayer, Reiku, Kain Gadol. So says the Vilna Gaon, the Shulchan Aruch says, woman that learns Torah gets schar. What's the makar of this? Says the Vilna Gaon, well, a woman is not going to be any worse than a guy, and the Gemara says about Kama that even a guy that learns Torah gets schar. Like, he's like a Kain Gadol. So Allah is Kama, a woman. Let me ask you, Shiloh, what in the world? What do I need this Gemara? Why is the guy bring me to some Favar from a Gemara and Baba Kama, Lamaches, and Naftam, at a guy making a Kavachimer to an Isha? Amram Chanina. Rav Chanina is quoted all over the place. Everyone knows. Gadol mitzvah v'aisa, yoyse m'sheinu mitzvah v'aisa. Meaning, ainu mitzvah v'aisa vada gets schar. Mitzvah v'aisa gets even more schar. It's a classic rule. We know this from all over the place, that a person that does a mitzvah, ainu mitzvah v'aisa, gets schar. Maybe not more than a mitzvah v'aisa, maybe not as the same as mitzvah v'aisa. Why is the guy trying to... Why do we need this Gemar Baba Kama for? What is he bringing it to a Gemar Baba Kama, which is not a guy? And then a woman is the Ligarami guy. More than that, the next line of Shulchan Aruch, what's the next line? Again, the Shulchan Aruch said, Ish Ishlam the Torah Yesh L'schar, woman that learns Torah gets schar, Avaloi Gishchar Ish, but not like the schar of a man, because a man is Mitzvah V'Aisa. If you're the Vilna Gaon and you want to bring him a car for that line, what Gemara do you quote? The famous Gemara of Rav Chanina, Gadol Mitzvah V'Aisa, Yashmein Mitzvah V'Aisa. What does the Gemara do on this line? So the Gaon says in Maromach number 7, Avaloi, right, the Isha doesn't get as much schar as a man, Saita Chaf Alef Amid Alef. What's the Gemara, Saita Chaf Alef Amid Alef? So it's a whole sugya. The Mishnah says in Saita and Daf Chaf that a woman that drinks the May Saita, even if she's guilty, if she has chusim, it can push off the punishment. That maybe it could push off for a year, 2 years, 3 years, depending on her chusim. Says the Gemara in Saita Chaf Aleph, Maromach number 8, schus demai. What schus are we talking about? What schus has the strength to push off the waters of a Saita? Ilay mischus de Taira. If it means the schus of Torah, if a woman, let's say she learned a lot in her life and she has the schus of Torah, ha'ainim mitzvah v'aisa. But she's not commanded. So she gets schar, but not so much schar as mitzvah v'aisa. So the Gemara is assuming, so if she is not mitzvah v'aisa, the level of schar that she gets as an ainim mitzvah v'aisa is not going to be good enough to push off the waters of a saita. Says the Gemara, el schus de mitzvah. So maybe it means the schus of other mitzvahs. Schus de mitzvah, maybe magna kuli hai, says the Gemara, but the schus of mitzvahs is going to have the strength to do this. The only schus that can push off the waters of a saita, the Gemara assumes, is the schus of Torah, but only the schus of Torah that's on the level of mitzvah v'aisa. So to that, the Gemara ends up saying, Ravina Omar, lo'ilam schus de Torah. Ay, yuta ka'amrit, ein mitzvah v'aisa. L'maisi, she doesn't get as much schar because she's not commanded. So says Ravina, there is a situation. it's true that she's not commanded, but the igra the makrinu masnayin benayu, but she could have a chelik in a man's Talmud Torah by her being involved in her children going to yeshiva and helping out in that process. V'natrin luhu gavrayu ad osim imidrosha, and she takes care of the house until her husband comes home from yeshiva. So she facilitates men learning. Milay palgin badayu, she for sure has a chelik in that. But what do you see from the Gemara's back and forth? Is that when it comes to woman vis-a-vis Talmud Torah, she gets schar, but not mitzvah v'oisa, but not like the schar of a man. So says the Vilna Gaon, when the Shulchan Aruch says that a woman gets schar for Talmud Torah, the source of that is because she's not worse than a guy, and the Gemara says in Baba Kama that a guy gets schar for Talmud Torah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, but she doesn't get as much schar as a man. What's the source of that? This Gemara in Saita, which talks about the schus that a woman might have in order to push off Meisaita, and the Gemara says that the schus of Talmud Torah for a woman, her own personal learning, is not going to be good enough to do that because she's not mitzvah. Why do you need all these Gemaras? This is classic. We know this already. There's mitzvahs that are mitzvahim, mitzvahs that are ain't mitzvahim. We know this from Rosh Hashanah and many sugyas. A woman that God mitzvah oisa yoshem ain't mitzvah oisa. That's from Chanina. What do you? Why is the gra showing off his bikias? Like we know these. They're on the guy. What do we need a gemara of a kama, a gemara saita? You haven't said like. We already know the rules. And again, this is the kasha is Vilna Gaon Lishitasei. The Vilna Gaon in Arachayim Memzayin already said that Talmud Torah works, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah works within the same framework of mitzvah Seisha Azman Gram. Again, what did the Gaon say? The Gaon said women are putter from Talmud Torah, but yet she could learn and she can make a bracha on Birchas HaTorah. Why? Says the Vilna Gaon, because it's no different than a mitzvah Seisha Azman Gram that women are putter, but she can voluntarily do it, and we pass them like Taisus that they could even make a bracha. So it means, one second, so the Vilna Gaon in Hilchas Birchas HaTorah is saying that the framework of dealing with Birchas HaTorah, of Talmud Torah, is the same framework as any mitzvah Seisha Azman Gram, which is, you don't have to, but if you do it, you make a bracha. So, but all of a sudden, when it comes to the sugya of schar, the Vilna Gaon is, ignoring the model that Talmud Torah should fit into, which is the classic mitzvah Seisha Azman Gram, which is Rav Chanina's statement throughout Shas, Godel mitzvah v'aysa, yosem mishenu mitzvah v'aysa. So all of a sudden, when it comes to the topic of schar by Talmud Torah, the model of other mitzvahs that say Shazman Grama falls, goes out the window. And now we have to sort of find for ourselves new Makairis to explain how when it comes to Talmud Torah, a woman learning gets schar, but doesn't get as much schar as a man. And both those nekudas, which we already know in terms of every other mitzvah Shazman Grama that they're patrin, because God mitzvah v'aysa, yoshim mishenu mitzvah v'aysa, but now we can't use that classic model, we have to come up with it on our own. So the source now to know that she gets some schar is a Gemara Baba Kama, because she's no worse than a guy. And the fact that she doesn't get as much schar as a man is based on a Gemara in Saita, which says that the schar of her learning doesn't push off the waters of a Saita. Why do we have to create, why do we need new marmakaimus for this sugya of the schar of Anisha when it comes to Talmud Torah, if we already have a pre-existing model of such a scenario of a mitzvah you're not obligated, but you voluntarily do, and you get schar, but not as much as mitzvah v'aysa, which is classic mitzvah shazman grama, which the Gaon himself said is relevant to Talmud Torah, because that's the model that allows Birchas HaTorah. So why are we ignoring that model when it comes to schar? Yeah? Okay. Yeah?
Perhaps you can say because God of Mitzvah and someone who's not Mitzvah does it may not apply in this case because of the dependent part of the Shulchan Aruch who says that there may be something negative about a woman learning Torah that you say she shouldn't get started, that something should be avoided.
But then those Gemaras don't help. Then the Vilna Gaon should address that at the end of the piece. Then you have to. The Vilna Gaon does. The Vilna Gaon later on at the end of the piece then goes on to say, that the Malam de Tiflis issue it has a certain element to it. But even the Shulchan Aruch doesn't deal with it. I mean, it just says, despite the fact you have schar, still there's an issue of teaching women Talmud Torah. But the Vilna Gaon doesn't tie that back. It doesn't sound from the Vilna Gaon that's the issue over here.
From the Gemara and Seita, it seems like they're even.
For example, the guy, for example, doesn't have the issue of Tiflis.
Right.
We don't find a concept that a guy has daita kala. So if the issue is because of nashim daita kala, what's the proof from a guy? She is worse than a guy.
Yeah.
So no, at the end, in order to have the power to push off Talmud, to push off Meisaita, the Gemara says, but the discussion is, but again, what you see from the whole discussion is that she does not get as much schar as a man. Well, it's interesting. Like, you know, the schar is to push off Meisaita. It's a okay. The Goyin is equating them. That's what the Goyin is doing. Okay, so how do you deal? How do you deal with a difficult Goyin? So you have to quote a Baal Tanya, yeah. So. All right, take a look at Maramak number 9. This is a piece from the Baal Tanya in Lakuta Torah in Parshas Bichukaisai. So this is a Yisai that you find throughout Chassidus, and we'll see we'll see if it answers the kasha. So you'll be the judge. In Chassidus, we find the following idea: a common discussion in Chassidus is comparing and contrasting Torah versus mitzvahs. Even in Chazal, we have this dynamic of what's greater, Torah versus mitzvahs. Right, on the one hand, Talmud Torah k'neged kulam. Right, on the other hand, the gadol Talmud shmei l'dei maisa. So it means mitzvahs are greater. So it's a classic back and forth. It never really becomes resolved because maisa, each one has a maila, as we'll see. In Chassidus, the way you deal with it is in the following way, is that mitzvahs have a maila over Talmud Torah has a maila over mitzvahs. In what way? So the way it's viewed is like this, is that mitzvahs are seen as, the inyan of a mitzvah is what's called an or makif, and the inyan of Torah is an inyan of an or pnimi. A surrounding light, that's mitzvahs. That's what you'll find very often in Chazal and in the Sfarim, that mitzvahs are compared to clothing. So just like clothing surround a person, so that the mitzvahs, in terms of the neshama, bring down onto a person what's called an armakif. An armakif has certain qualities that are unique to them. But Torah is very often compared to not clothing, but it's compared to mazin, to food. L'chu lachma balachmi, right? So it's compared to food. Food is an mashal to our pnimi, to an inner light. And this is, in Chassidus, this is the key to understanding the dynamic. In certain ways, mitzvahs are greater than Torah because of milas that our makif has over our pnimi. And in certain ways, Torah is greater than mitzvahs because of milas that our pnimi has over our makif. So it's a common discussion in the Baal Tanya. These are just a couple examples, you know, that he says it, but it's come out all over the place. You open a, Lakuta Torah Tar, and you throw a dart, it'll be probably one of two, you'll hit a piece that's about one of two things, and sometimes both, Dir V'tachtoinim, right, Nisavgashuli Dir V'tachtoinim, or, why, if the Neshama is in Shemayim, what does it have to be brought down here to serve Hashem? That's going to be what the Maimer is about, or about Torah versus Mitzvah. It's a classic discussion. So, take a look at one example. It's Lakuta Torah Parshas B'chukaisai. So, Vo'inyan. Din b'Torah nemar l'chu lachmu b'lachmi. Torah is compared to food. Shubachinas ar pnimi. As I said, Torah is an inner light. U'mitzvahs anu aimrem. Regarding mitzvahs, we say asher kidshanu. And as we're going to see in a moment, the Baal Tanya says that the nusach of asher kidshanu, the nusach of a bracha, is more related to the experience of an or makif.
Why?
Lashon kedushin. Kidshanu is a lashon of kedushin. Hubachinas ar makif. Kedushin, in terms of creating a relationship and a marriage, there's two stages in a marriage, right? There's Kedushin and Nisuin. Now, it's ironic that Nisuin, if you had to guess which one is more or makif versus or pnimi, so maybe you'd think that Nisuin is or makif because there's a chuppah, but it's not. The Baal Tanya says Kedushin, first is Kedushin, then Nisuin. Kedushin is a makif. It's from the Arizal. The Arizal says this already, that the end of Kedushin is that the chasim gives to the kal an or makif. And then Nisuin is an or pnimi. So kedushin is an or makif. That's what we say a bracha on mitzvahs. Asher kidshanu is lashon kedushin, because mitzvahs are more connected to an or makif. V'ray l'zeh. So what does it mean an or makif? So now the Baal Tanya tells us what's the chesaron of an or makif. So he says v'ray l'zeh. Sheyochel adam lasis mitzvah. person can do a mitzvah, batifas talis, let's say for example, you're putting on a talis, it doesn't touch your heart at all. It's just something that you're doing. A person could have other thoughts while you're putting on a talis. It's a mitzvah. So the answer is, it's vad, it's a mitzvah, and the mitzvahs are. But the nature of the mitzvah is that it's an or makif, a surrounding light. What does it mean, an or makif? An or makif means a light that's fundamentally bigger than your kalim to process. And therefore, there's a chasarin in experiencing when a person is influenced by an or makif, there's a maila and a chasarin. A maila of experiencing an or makif, and very often an or makif is sort of, a gateway drug. It's the entrance into a certain bigger madrega, because it influences you. You're not holding by the madrega. So it's like a person wants to get to another madrega. So how do you do that? If you're not holding by the next madrega, so how do you get there? The answer is that you first come in contact with that next madrega. But as you come in contact with it, that madrega is bigger than you. So you don't really process it, but it goes over your head, but at least it went over your head. And then you slowly but surely, without you even realizing it, from the outside in, so to speak, are becoming softened and becoming more sensitized to ruchnias, to the point of where eventually your kalim will be big enough and open enough to actually experience it as an arpanimi, as an inner light. So we'll see in a moment that the Baal Tanya gives a mashal to this a little bit soon. There's a maila in an or makif, because that is sort of your first entrance into something bigger than you. If all we had was or panimi, then we would be static. You wouldn't be able to get anywhere, right? Because like, what's getting my, if I hit the ceiling, so to speak, on my kalim level, so what's getting me to the next madrega, you know? So you need that or makif to sort of, you know, give you a taste of something bigger than you. But there's a chasaran, because while it remains as an or makif, it hasn't yet penetrated the heart, right? So that's the example of here. He's putting on a talis, he's thinking about other thoughts, right? So it's because the mitzvahs are an or makif. So he says, kamaya makif shein negeil apnimi, because the makif doesn't necessarily touch the inner person. That's why, so in the context of Zutoma, that's kedushin. So kedushin, in the level of the neshama, kedushin creates a makif experience between the chassan and kala, but it's not pnimi yet, but it's necessary, right? You can't just jump to nesuin; you have to go through that. But that's kedushin. So he says. So mashenkin. He gives an example now. But that's what he's talking about. By matan Torah, mashenkin. But matan Torah is shenikur yom chasunosai, right? The Mishnah says in Tainus, we just went from Tubav, right? Yom chasunosai. The Gemara, the Mishnah says in Tainus, is that matan Torah. So matan Torah is compared to nesuin. So in other words, matan Torah was an experience of pnimi. Why? How do I see that matan Torah was a pnimi experience? Shakol di reparch nishmasam, because it was so, they felt it so much. Akadekach, they died from every dibur that came out of Hashem's mouth. That's not an or makif. That's hitting the heart very, very much. That's process. That light is entering into your kalim just to such a degree that it's overwhelming. So he says v'bechinas or pnimi. So matan Torah was nesuin. That's the or pnimi. But it has to be kedushin first. It has to be a makif first. Va'kedushin ha'yikaydim l'chein. What was the kedushin before? Sheshach la'maisha. Maisha gives the messages before Har Sinai, the Karslem Bris, and they say Nasa v'nishma. What's Nasa v'nishma? Nasa v'nishma, Chazal say the crowns came. A crown is a makif. A crown surrounds the head. It's not in the head. It's on top of the head. So what's Nasa v'nishma? The Jews were so inspired, right? And they said, whatever the Rabbanu Shlom says, we'll do. So why was it not Parach Nishmasam? What's the difference between the inspiration of Nasa V'Nishma versus the inspiration of Har Sinai? Har Sinai, they expired from the experience. Nasa V'Nishma, they're still standing. What's the difference? They're both very inspiring. But Nasa V'Nishma was Makif. And that was necessary as a Hachana to then have the Pnimi, which is by Maimon Har Sinai. So Makif has a Maila, because that's the way you're introduced to Har. You can't come to Har Sinai without first having Nasa V'Nishma. But Nasa V'Nishma by itself is not penetrating the heart. So there's a maila of a makif. It's actually there's a maila of a pnimi. That's what the Baal Tanya says. He says v'ubechinis makifim amnam hamakif noisin koyach va'oiz la'aris hapnimi. Certainly the makif. So again, until now he's talking about the chesaron, right? That you're putting on a talis, but your mind is elsewhere. So makif has a chesaron to it. But on the other hand, makif gives strength, you know, to the koyach of the pnimi. The pnimi is coming from that makif to a certain degree. It's like, again, it's almost as if it's the light of Nasa V'Nishma that a little bit of it penetrates into the heart by Maimed Har Sinai, you know, and then it becomes, you know, Parcha Nishmasam. But this is the dynamic between Akiv and Pnimi. This is the classic between Torah and Mitzvahs. So let's in Maromak number 10, for example, Baal Tanya gives a little bit more of a Avodah de Gemoshel. This is in Torah Aron Parshas Miketz, Lama Gilma Beis. He's talking about a Gemara in Saita. It's an interesting Gemara. The Gemara says in Saita that the Jewish people under history, we had Shiva Royim, seven shepherds. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and all the, you know, the seven Ushbiz and Moshe Rabbeinu, the seven shepherds. And then the Gemara said, the Brisa says over there that we have seven shepherds and we have eight Nesichim, eight princes. And these eight princes are also Tzaddiki Olam, Yishai, the father of David, Benyamin, other big tzaddik. So what does this mean? What's the, and we understand, Rav Tzedek always talks about this, whenever you have these lists, it's not just those individual people, these are categories. You know what I mean? In every neshama of a Jew, you fall into one of these two categories, or like you're Sunday, you're this, and Monday, you know, there's a part of you that's, there's Royim, there's shepherds, right, in Neshamas, and there's Nesichim. What's the difference? So the Baal Tanya in Parshas Miketz identifies it as follows. The word Roya, the word a shepherd, sweet, a shepherd means someone that takes care of the sheep, but the word Roya in Pnimis also is related to someone that is Mashpia or Pnimi, in Or Pnimi, an inner light. Moshe Rabbeinu is called the Raya Mehemna, the shepherd of faith, the faithful shepherd, right? Simple pshat is because you could trust him. But Raya Mehemna in Pnimius means that he is the one that brings Emuna to Nishmas Yisrael. The seven tzaddikim that are the embodiment of the seven shepherds, it means that every yid has within themselves, as in Or Pnimi, Chesed, and Gvur, and Tiferes. Who are the tzaddikim that are the channels for Or Pnimi? Those are the seven Raya, right? But then at the same time, there's Nesichim. Who are these Nesichim? These Nesichim, that's the Baal Tanya says in that piece, these are tzaddikim that we don't necessarily find were big mashpiim. Yishai, the father of David. David HaMelech is a Melech Yisrael. He's the Malchus. Yishai was a tzaddik, the Gemara says, never did an aver in his life. But he wasn't a mashpia. So what is his role? So the Nesichim, the Baal Tanya says, these are tzaddikim that are mashpia or makif. In the being in the world that there once was a Yishai ben David is not the same. So does Yishai ben David teach you anything? Yishai Avi David, I'm sorry. Does he teach you anything? No. Does he bring a light into your neshama? No. But he created through his own avoda an or makif that permeates all of reality, and now you're swimming in that, and that will be machshir you. It'll prepare you to receive the light from the Shiva Royim, but it's an or makif. That's why they're called nesichim. That's what the Baal Tanya, that's what the Parshas Miketz is talking about. So take a look. He says, Ma Nesichim, from these princes, these neshamas, Nimshach Rak Bechinis Makif. It only comes to be a Makif. That's all it is. Veina Hashpa Bepnimis Mamish. Rak Wal Derech Moshel. So Baal Tanya gives a Moshel. K'may Echad Mispol Mitfilas Adam Tzadik. It's like a person that is in the presence of a Tzadik and is inspired and moved by the davening of the Tzadik. HaMispol B'dechil Rechimu. Umesiris nefesh. The tzaddik is davening with love and fear and mesiris nefesh. Shadeza mispol gamu. And so him, in the presence of the tzaddik, you're also nispol. V'ha'orim b'chidus makif. That's not your davening. It's not your davening, right? So it's not, you're not, your hispilus is not coming from within yourself. It's coming from the influence of the tzaddik that's in your presence. Sharila kibu mimen b'pnimiyas ha'skola v'chochma de dibor. He didn't tell you anything. There's no Torah. He didn't say anything to you. He wasn't functioning as a Roya. He was functioning as one of the Nesichim. Shubipnimius. If it was through Torah and through a Shir, the words, that can be Or Pnimi. Kim Shenispol Mitzit Kosai. Rather, you were just Nispol from the Tzaddik, from his presence. V'yahav v'yirishloi, from his love and fear. Then v'b'chinis richok mimenu. That's somewhat of a distance. V'b'chinis makif. That's a makif. Okay. So again, let's go back. So we have Torah and Mitzvah. So what is the true identity of Torah? What's the true essence of Torah? What does it mean to get schar from a mitzvah? What does it mean schar? Lollipops. How much cupcakes is shluch haken? What does it mean schar? The answer is, schar means the or. It means the experience of what the mitzvah is, betzem. Schar mitzvah is mitzvah. So in this world, we just do the ma'isim. And the next world, we get to experience like what that was. What is the schar of Torah? The schar of Torah is Or Pnimi. That's what the Baal Tanya said, right? Torah is Pnimi. Mitzvah is Makif. Torah is Pnimi. if a, with the classic scenario of you have mitzvah she'azman grama, right? Mitzvahs that say women are potter, but we know the classic rule of Rav Chanina is mitzvahs say women are potter, she can voluntarily do it, akadekach she can make a bracha, that's what Chachmei Ashkenaz paskin. But when she does that, that's bechinas makif. There's mitzvahs that are given to men. Just like in the Moshe of Baal Tanya, the tzaddik is davening, and you're in his bais medrash. So you're part of that experience. Why is it that women can take a sevet tzivana? What's the pshat? What's the pshat you can save a tzivana? The Sfaradim say you can't save a tzivana. How could she say, I'm commanded? So what's Rabbeinu Tam's answer to that? So in the beginning I said, Rabbeinu Tam deals. One of the ways that Rabbeinu Tam deals with the Rabbeinu Tam's answer is, you know why she's saying tzivana? Because Klal Yisrael is with tzivana. And she's part of Klal Yisrael. So she's not saying it as a yachid, as an individual person. She's saying it because I'm part of a klal that's v'tzivono. I'm in the base medrash of the tzaddik of dam. You understand? She's experiencing it as a makif. That's good enough to allow the bracha. That's good enough to make a heter that it's not bal toisif. The schar. So if you're talking about other mitzvahs, the whole inyan of other mitzvahs is makif. So if she's experiencing a mitzvah b'taras makif, so she could, that then she'll get the schar for that. Gadol mitzvah v'aisa. But as far as Talmud Torah is concerned, what does it mean, the Schar of Talmud Torah? The Schar of Talmud Torah is Pnimi, is an Ur Pnimi. How could she get the Schar of a Pnimi Dika light from experiencing the mitzvah of Talmud Torah as a Makif? You understand what I'm saying? This is what the Vilna Gaon is bothered by. It's coming from the Baal Tanya. How could it be? The Baal Tanya, the Shulchan Aruch says she gets Schar for Talmud Torah. Says the Vilna Gaon, one second, I'm going to write down what's the Mar Malkim. The Mar Malkim is classic Mar Malkim that a woman that does a mitzvah, she gets schar, but not mitzvah v'aisa. That's not enough to explain the Shulchan Aruch. Why? Because what does it mean when she does a mitzvah, she ain't a mitzvah v'aisa? It means she's doing it b'taras makif. Because v'tzivonu. Again, why can she say v'tzivonu? Because Klal Yisrael's mitzvah. It means that she's doing the mitzvah as part of an orbit, that's part of part of something bigger. That means that her yachas, her relationship to this mitzvah, is b'taras or makif. So every mitzvah, which the nature of the mitzvah is an or makif, and so the schar of a mitzvah is the mitzvah itself in its oirish form. So since every mitzvah is itself an or makif, and now she's relating to the mitzvah as a makif, she'll get the schar for that. Maybe not as a mitzvah v'isa, but at least as an any mitzvah v'isa. That's good enough for every mitzvah except for Talmud Torah. Because as far as Talmud Torah is concerned, she might be able to be experienced the mitzvah as far as a makif, which would allow v'tzivanu, and it's not a prohibition of of bal taisif and so on. But as far as getting the schar of Talmud Torah, the schar of Talmud Torah is the experience of the light of Torah. What's the light of Torah? Or pnimi. So how could you get an or pnimi if you're only experiencing it as an or makif? To that, the Vilna Gaon says, maskim, I'm not giving you those marmakamis. I'm giving you new marmakamis. The new marmakamis are, the Gemara says in Baba Kama, that even a guy that's oisim b'Torah, harehu k'kayin gadol. This means like a kohen gadol. The Gemara says that is to get schar. Where does it say anywhere that a kohen gadol has schar just being a kohen gadol? What does it mean? The answer is, what does the Gemara mean being like a kohen gadol? He's changed by it. That's the chiddush of the Gemara Baba Kama, that even a guy that's not commanded in Talmud Torah, the nature of Torah is that it becomes an or pnimi for him. Maybe not to the degree of an or pnimi of a mitzvah v'aisa, but it becomes an or pnimi for a guy. Says the Vilna Gaon, a woman's not less than that. Says the Vilna Gaon, and how do I know that maybe the arpanimi that a woman can get maybe is on the same level as an arpanimi of a man? To that he has the Gemara in Saita that you see over there. The Gemara says that the schar of Talmud Torah for a woman's learning is not good enough to push off the waters of a Saita. What does it mean to push off the waters of a Saita? What is the waters of a Saita? It breaks her apart from within. That's what the Mei Saita is. Says the Gemara, a woman's Talmud Torah can't push off the waters of a Saita. Why not? If the level of a person, of a woman's Torah is such a or pnimi, like a man, then it should be able to hold her together from within. If it can't, it means that it's not kmitzvah v'aisa. So all the Mar Mekomis that the Goyin is bringing is absolutely necessary once you chop the light of Torah is an or pnimi versus or makif, which is what the Baal Tanya says. This is why in the Shulchan Aruch, it flows into the next statement of the Shulchan Aruch. The woman has schar, but not like a man. And even though she has schar, but still, like Chazal say, there's a concern of Malam de Tiflis. What does schar have to do with that? Let's say there was no such thing as schar in the world. So a woman does a mitzvah, so she could do a mitzvah that she's not commanded. But you should know, there's an issue of Malam de Tiflis. What does it have to do with schar? Because the answer is the whole inyan of the schar is the chiddush of this, the beginning of Shulchan Aruch is that what? Is that a woman also experiences an or pnimi of Tyra. To that the Shulchan Aruch says, but with that being said, there's a concern that she's not going to truly absorb the Torah properly. In other words, the inyan malam the tiflis is hagufa bringing out the issue of her not appreciating and not processing Torah properly. In other words, what why is mikil malam de tiflis? So the Shulchan Aruch said, because you teach her Torah, she's not going to take it seriously enough. In other words, that's a makif experience. Like the Baal Tanya said, putting on a talis and your mind is elsewhere. You're not being machshav of the inyan of the talis. Why are you not machshav of the inyan of the talis? Because it's an armakif. So to that the Shulchan Aruch says, even though I just told you that a woman has schar of Talmud Torah, which means that even by a woman it's a bechina of an or panimi, but you should know it felt that this. It's not 100% of an or panimi like a man, and akadekach, there could be something missing in her chashivas of it because it's still a shtickle makif. So there's enough of an or panimi experience to give her schar, but not like a man. But because there's something missing in her relationship with Torah as an or panimi, and to that, what that gap, she only sees Torah as an or makif, to that we say, therefore, there's an issue of kimulam de tiflis. Because her seeing Torah as tiflis is reflective of her relationship to Torah as really a makif, not a panimi. And this is a juxtaposition of the halachas of the Shulchan Aruch. The first brother Shulchan Aruch is telling you that there is an aspect of or pnimi of Talmud Torah even by Anisha. That's where she gets schar, albeit not like a man. And to that, the Shulchan Aruch then continues, with that being said, felt that this in the or pnimi light of Torah, al kedei kach, that even the chesroinus of an or classic or makif might be experienced in her learning. Which, so mitzvahs are meichel that. Because that's what mitzvahs are. Mitzvahs are makifim. So when you put on a talis and your mind is elsewhere, it's not a good thing. But the talis is moichel. Because the talis understands, I'm an or makif, I get it. But now you're dealing with Torah. What's Torah? Torah's an or panimi. And now it's being experienced by someone who is not grasping the or panimi of it. And now is relating to Torah, ke'ilu it's a makif. Then the Torah is insulted by that. It's not a samayin, I'm an or panimi. What are you doing? So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, that there is an arpnimi aspect of a woman, with all the as the Goyan proved from Baba Kama and the Gemara in Saita. But with that being said, you also have to be concerned of her inability to grasp it fully as an arpnimi, because at the end of the day, she's not mitzuvah, and therefore to her, it's a little bit not natural to experience it as a panimi. And to that regard, Torah is going to be ba'aveled. And it's not nice to Torah, so you have to deal with that. You have to deal with that. And so that's... So what's the halacha l'maisa of this? So it's interesting. I saw somewhere recently, it's interesting. The Gemara says, "In Pagu b'chama novel zem meshchila beis hamedrash," right? Or the Gemara says, "Brasi yitzar brasi tara tavlin." Does that apply to a woman? Is that true for a woman too? Does tara function as a tavlin for the yitzar for a woman also? Interesting. I think it's totally in this. What does it mean, brasi yitzar brasi tara tavlin? It means Torah can fix the Yetzirah because it's an or panimi. Or makifim don't fix, you know, that doesn't. Makifim will protect you from a negative influence. But if the Yetzirah is already within, makif is not helping. The way to expunge the Yetzirah from within is as an or panimi. Does Anisha have, so Torah does, that's what Torah does. That's what Torah is an or panimi. Does a woman have that? So the Sefer, I saw this was Mefalpul, but not the this is the Nakuda. And the answer is, the Shulchan Aruch says, she has schar, but not like the mitzvah, which means that yes, Torah will function as an arpanimi for an isha, not as much as for a man. And because of that gap, there's going to be an aspect of Torah that she's going to relate to as an armakif, which therefore means that you have to, you know, tread with caution in terms of making sure Torah is not belittled by the experience. But will it have a Tara Tavlin effect? Will it have a Meshchila Beis Medrash effect? To whatever degree that Torah is experienced as an Or Pnimi by Anisha, to that degree it will have that effect. Okay, Bez Hashem, the Torah should take care of all of our problems. We should only be zaycha to Sheva Brach Vatzlacha Ablida.